the Devil's Advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Last segment of the day. If you got something to say, pick up the phone, call us right now at 844-967-2789. Crudy, I know you want to get to the murder meth story, but real quick, one last comment on the Hack Gableman, this report, quote unquote, that he submitted yesterday. The term Zuckerberg 5 mentioned 141 times in a 136-page report.
Now, I would call that a little redundant. You know, get a thesaurus out or
thesaurus. A what?
Thesaurus. A thesaurusaurus.
Get a thesaurus.
Hey, let me tell you about this lady from Green Bay making us all proud of the Badger State, the Dairy State.
Oh, even more so than Gableman and Voss? Please, share.
Now, let me describe this woman to you. She looks relatively-ish normal. And when I say that, you know, I mean, Joe would have chased her in college. She does have like a barbed wire-ish tattoo creeping out of her neck here. But otherwise, you know, wearing makeup, her eyebrows are shaped. She doesn't look like a meth head. Although she does have the haircut that one of my college girlfriends had in like 1994. You remember the bangs like flipped back?
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah.
She's got those. Not overly dramatic, but let me share from this story. A 24-year-old woman has been charged with murder of a man whose body parts were found strewn about a Green Bay property and vehicle last week. A person living at the home summoned police on February 23rd after discovering a severed head in a bucket, according to a criminal complaint. Officers arriving at the scene made their way down to the basement stairs, finding the head still lying in a black bucket on the floor covered by a towel.
Ooh.
And what appeared to be dry blood on a nearby mattress. A further search of the property turned up a storage tote in which the upper part of a torso had been stored. Taylor Shabusiness, S-C-H-A business, like just like it's spelled, allegedly the last person to have seen the 25-year-old victim alive, was found in a nearby house. It gets better here, Dom. It's worth it.
Oh, my.
Her clothing were spackled in dry blood, according to the complaint, and police searching her van found a crockpot box containing other human body parts, including legs. When police asked her what happened, Shaw Business replied, "That's a good question."
I'm not going to be ignored.
She was later charged with first-degree intentional homicide, mutilating a corpse, and third-degree sexual assault. Well, it gets better, Dom. The alleged killed him and dismembered her victim after first smoking methamphetamine with him, according to the complaint. They initiated a sexual encounter that then escalated to the use of chains, which the accused characterized as a dog's choke collar. There were two, she said, one for her and one for him. Eventually, Shaw Business says she began strangling him with her bare hands. She told investigators she could feel his heart continuing to beat as she choked him, so she kept pulling and choking him harder.
There are chokers. They choke.
She kept going on as the man's face turned purple until blood came out of his mouth. She then played with the cadaver for 2 to 3 hours after his death, using several knives to dismember the body. Prosecutors alleged in the complaint the bread knife worked the best because it has a serrated blade.
You can do it! Cut his f***ing head off!
What?
Shaw Business told the police they'd have fun trying to find all the organs. Her plan had been to bring all the body parts with her, but being paranoid and lazy, as she put it, she left the head behind.
Lady, you're scaring us.
Here's the quote, Tom. "I can't believe I left the head, though."
I know what I saw.
Shaw Business told investigators that she'd gone crazy and blacked out during at least part of the encounter. She asked them if they knew what it was like to love something so much that you kill it. So, anyways, making us proud, Dom. Talking about a black widow. Do not smoke meth.
Wow.
And have sex with that woman.
You two suck at peddling meth.
That's quite a story.
You know, if it didn't have that meth element, I bet it'd make like a nice 48 hours mystery. Like, what went wrong? Two lovebirds partying and, you know, one ends up dead and they find a head.
Autoerotic asphyxiation and choking each other out, tweaked out on meth. Don't do meth, kids.
There is a moral here.
Is there?
Now, Dom, I didn't see any polling questions in the new Marquette University Law School poll on meth, but they did ask about legalized marijuana today. Did you see that? Or at least
I did. Welcome to the good side. Republicans, over 50% of Republicans are now down with legal weed in the state of Wisconsin. Man, it's been taking a long time to bring you folks over. 61% overall, the highest it's been.
You see Tim Graham, GM? 5% favorable, 10% unfavorable. But amongst the 5% that are favorable to Tim Rantham, the new gubernatorial candidate on the Republican side.
Well, they're down with illegal meth?
Yeah, 98%.
Oh, man. I knew that was coming, Curdy. How do I know that? I mean, come on, your disfavorable ratings are double your favorable? I mean, that's got to be almost as bad as it could be, right?
Well, at least people know him. You know, there are many amongst the Democratic
to field. Know Tim Ramjam Rantham is to not like him by a 2-to-1 margin.
But, buddy, when you look at the Republicans in the state of Wisconsin, at least those polled by Charles Franklin, thank you, Charles, our fine guest prior, and also thank you, Bill Press, another fine guest. But when you look at the polls and you realize how many Republicans are, let's call it, skeptical of the election in 2020, now 2 years gone by, and that is effectively Rantham's platform, right? We're going to overturn the election. Hell, they had a special prosecutor lay it out for you at 10 o'clock yesterday morning in a hearing. And he said it with conviction, very strongly. Trump would have been impressed. I think there's a lot of room for Ramjam growth.
Well, he can't get much worse. He's going to run out of, you know, numbers if he keeps doubling his unlikability. But here's where I think it's false, because they know, those that are dialed in know that Ramjam wants to do this. They know the Gableman Report. If that's what you're thinking, this is part of your belief system. But that's why I think they're just joshing the pollsters, man. If that were to be the case, Ramjam, if those people actually thought that it was a major issue with the elections, they would be voting for Ramjam, and they're not. They're just mad their guy lost. They're just mad their guy lost. That's why they think the elections suck.
There are a lot of undecideds. They're going to smoke some meth, and they're going to come out for Rantham. Thank you all for listening. Have a great night, everyone. Don't do math.
Oh, man.
I love you. So I stroke it, and I pet it, and then I take my naughty pet, and I go.
Oh! This is a process. We'll get it done.